Friedge at Elliott Friedman.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Good morning.
At Friedge, HNIC is your Twitter handle. Is that still correct?
That is still correct. I don't want to lose the blue check mark, so I don't touch it.
Yeah, no point. Listen, obviously a lopsided game when it comes to shots. Vasilevsky by far the busier goaltender last night. Pittsburgh by far carrying most of the play, and deservedly so in the Stanley Cup final, would you not say?
I would agree with that. They earned it the hard way. What a year for them. Everybody, high expectations. Looked like they were going to flunk the test. Charged back. Thin blue line, if you really think about it. And backup goalie. I mean, you take a look at what they're dressing on defense and in goal, and you would have never would have thought that they would be here. The one thing I really thought last night was that Crosby and Malkin were the two best players on the ice. Crosby in particular was brilliant, especially late in the game, just keeping the puck in the Tampa zones. They couldn't come down the ice. It's an incredible, the Penguins are an incredible story this year, and I just worry for their coaches. Every year they're going to fire somebody in midseason so they can go to the Stanley Cup final.
Elliot, can you win with Phil Kessel?
Yes, I think we're learning the answer is
are you
yes.
serious?
Yeah. Well, yeah, go him, with that. No, ask him, because that was the narrative when he got traded, right, Elliot?
Elliot, first of all, let me just say this. You do know that George has been banging on this. The Penguins are no closer with a Stanley Cup with Phil Kessel than they were without him, right?
Yes, I'm aware of George's biases in this particular issue.
His silly nuances, his terrible takes on the subject.
My spectacular beard.
It's not nuanced when you're hitting people over the head with a sledgehammer on it.
That's what true. I like to do, Elliot.
So when he asks
go
you,
hard or go home.
When he asks you, can the Penguins win with Phil Kessel? Why don't you just say, George, will you stop it? Instead of answering the question,
no, because that was the narrative, Dean, here in Toronto. I'm Elliot, not, would
hey,
agree
is your
with
name
that.
Is your name Elliot Friedman?
Okay, go ahead, Elliot. Just prove.
Yeah, let me answer the question.
Okay.
Why? Because I was up late and it's early and I just missed it. That's the key.
Just tell him to stop.
I know we're going to get this question once more after this series is over.
Yeah. Hey, after they win the cup, George will still ask if they can win the cup with Phil Kessel. But listen, these narratives between both of these teams being in the Stanley Cup final, I find are unbelievably great. You've got Thornton, Marlowe, long in the tooth. Hard at it for years, never could, never did. They're in the Stanley Cup final. Brent Burns, who has just emerged as maybe the best defenseman in the National Hockey League, and it's taken him a while to get there, but he's been terrific. Joel Ward is such a lovely story. He's a nicer individual and a better individual than he is a hockey player, and he's been terrific for that team. The coaching change there, what that's done for the team. And then you look at Sidney Crosby. I remember when Wayne Gretzky was in the Stanley Cup final with the LA Kings, and they said it was the masked man, which was Patrick Waugh, and the king who wants his crown back. That was the headline. And Sidney Crosby, very similar scenario. He wants this bad, and it might legitimize his career. So, which storyline do you think is more interesting at this point?
Oof. Number one, I think it's a great potential series on paper. That, to me, is the biggest storyline. I look at the Sharks and I look at the Penguins, and I don't see anyone who backed in here. I see two teams who are playing at the best of their ability. So, I look forward to a great series. To me, that's the number one storyline. After that, it's probably, I would say, is 1-1A Thornton and Crosby. And when Pittsburgh won the Stanley Cup in 2009, who would have ever envisioned that it would take them 7 years to get back? We thought they were going to be the Chicago Blackhawks, the team with three Stanley Cups. And, we all forget he was robbed and we were robbed of seeing Sidney Crosby for almost 2 years in his prime. And watching him last night, it wasn't just the points. It was the way he owned the game. I think it just reminded me watching that game of what we all lost with his injuries, an ability to see this guy in the prime of his career do the things that he could do. Thornton, for me, how many years did we say this guy can't win? We wrote them off as an organization and him as a player, especially last year when they missed the playoffs. And the other thing tonight, too, tonight, guys, is at 6 o'clock, we've got the show where they're announcing the World Cup, the rest of the World Cup rosters. When we started talking about this, Joe Thornton wasn't even on the radar. And he has played so incredibly well. I would be surprised tonight if he's not on Team Canada.
Elliot, speaking of Team Canada, does PK Subban make the team tonight?
You know, I got to tell you, I don't like the odds, George. They've got two right-hand shots already on that team in Doughty and Weber. And after watching Burns, Pietrangelo, and Letang in the playoffs, I think all three of those guys, simply because of the playoffs, are probably ahead of them on the depth chart. You know, I think he had a great year for a team that didn't play very well. But I think the playoff run puts those three guys ahead of him, and I think the odds are long.
Yeah, George is referring, obviously, to the World Cup of Hockey final rosters announced tonight at 6 p.m. on Sportsnet. What do you think is going to happen? Any sleepers, any obvious omissions that might take place?
Well, George mentioned, the Canadians fan on this broadcast mentioned...
Yeah, are you surprised George brought up PK
Subban? It's a big story, but it's a big story.
You know what, like Subban, he is, you know, anytime he's involved, it's always big news. And I hate to defend George, but on this one
Thank
I kind of have to, because Subban is the one, his name always carries the most news value. And his if he doesn't get named, it's going to be the biggest story. It's how come Subban isn't there? I mean, you remember in 2014 for the Olympic team, it was all about Subban leading into him because people love him. And I just think that whether or not he gets it or not is going to be the biggest story on the team.
Tell us the Guy Boucher story. We were laughing about it this week because Fabro said, and George actually brought it up as well, that Guy Boucher was either in the building prior to the hiring of Mike Babcock or had possibly a contract in his hand until Babcock said yes. How far did that go down the road?
Oh, that story's 100% true. He was in the building.
At the ACC itself?
Like getting ready to sign a contract to coach the...
I can't remember if it was the ACC or the practice facility, but he was... They were ready to give him the job. He was going to be the coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's 100% true. And then Babcock called him to them taking the job.
So did they just tell him to leave quietly? How did that...
You know, I don't know the answer to that question.
Lee, do you think it went like this? Hey, bud, listen. I got some bad news. The guy we wanted to coach the team originally said yes, so unfortunately we're going to have to take that back.
Well, I think it's probably something like that. it was just such an unreal story. I remember when the news broke that Babcock was taking the job, somebody called me right away and said, "You're never going to believe what happened." And I said, "What? You told me that story." And I was like, "You're right. I don't believe it happened." As a matter of fact, I thought they were joking with me at the beginning. But, you know, it was tough because Boucher had waited so long for his chance, his second chance, and all of a sudden that happens. I mean, could you imagine being in that situation? That's why I'm kind of happy for him. He gets another opportunity in Ottawa because all you sit here, you think you're going to be the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and all of a sudden that happens. And, geez, that's – talk about a cruel trick. That's that's like some sort of practical joke, like you're inviting some guy to a party, and then you say to him, "Oh, just joking, you're not invited, but everybody else is."